Herla de Boer. Hello, Herla.
Good morning.
Have I pronounced your name right? I've pronounced it various ways throughout the morning. Is that okay?
Well, there's various pronunciations. I'm Frisian, and in Friesland they say Gerla, in the Netherlands they say Gerla, and in England they say Gerla. So whatever you fancy is fine.
Now, I was testing your microphone level about 30 seconds ago, and to get the flavour of your voice, I asked you the question I always ask people, which is, what did you have for breakfast this morning? You gave me the best answer I've ever had to that question, because normally people say, oh, nothing, or a black coffee, or cornflakes. Tell me what you've had for breakfast this morning.
I was in a hurry. So I had curry cauliflower with tahini and yogurt and a green juice and coffee. So it was a quick breakfast, but very healthy.
Curried cauliflower?
Yes.
For breakfast?
Yes. Well, I travelled a lot in India, and in India it's very normal to have these things for breakfast. And I like a bit of a kick.
You are a self-confessed foodie. You've got to be you run Cambridge Food Tour.
Yep.
So you've got to be a foodie, haven't you?
Yes. Well, I've been a foodie my whole life. I started cooking when I was 13. At the same time, I started planning holidays for the family as well. So I used to set out the routes. I used to cook and I loved it. My background's hotel management. I've had my own restaurant. I ran my own hotel. I was in the food industry in the 90s. And this is when ready meals were up and coming. And I was heading up all the delicatessen departments, fresh fish. I was buying and developing. And from one thing came the other. And I love good food. And good food doesn't need to be Michelin star food. Could be street food as well. Anything which is good.
So you know about all the various stages of food preparation.
Yes, but I'm not a good baker.
And what about your own upbringing? Was your mum a good cook or your dad?
Yes, he was a very good cook, because I'm now in my 50s, so 50 years ago, the food scene was very, very different. But I remember she already did beans with a little bit of bacon on it, and it was very trendy in those days. So
that was the sort of avocado and toast of its time.
Yes, correct, yes.
So tell me about Cambridge Food Tours. Cambridge is an ideal place for this, isn't it?
Well, at the moment it is, but when I started, it wasn't. I came to the Cambridge area in 2002, and this was well before Jamie Oliver even started in the UK with his food on TV. I was very spoiled coming from Europe, having lived in Cape Town for 2.5 years, and I was a little bit disappointed with the local food scene. I lived outside Cambridge, and then 8 years ago, I moved into Cambridge, and having been out of work for a long time because I was being a mother, I thought, what do I do? And I came across food tours, and I thought, no, Cambridge is not London, it's not Delhi, it's not Rome. But I couldn't leave it alone, because actually it's the way I explore cities. I don't go to cathedrals. I go to the local market, like to see what I do. I go off the beaten track and sometimes get lost, but that's the fun part. And when I started 4 years ago, it was good, but not as good as the moment. It's the last 2 years, especially last year, the food scene is booming and even difficult for me to keep up.
In Cambridge, you've seen a real growth in the last 2 years.
Yes.
In a particular type of... I mean, I noticed things like street food seem to have really taken off.
Street food has taken off. A lot of different types of cuisine as well. Certain things haven't really caught on yet, like the small plates, dining, tapas, which is a pity because I do like that. But it's growing, and you can see some really interesting businesses coming to Cambridge. And some big chains use Cambridge as a pilot city, which is a compliment, I think.
Well, it's an affluent city,
yes.
I suppose, at a less than affluent time for the rest of the country.
Yes.
So your food tours, what kind of tours do you do? Because I know you have a range, don't you?
Well, when I started, I had only one tour, the classic food tour, and half a year later, I introduced another one. And at the moment, I got four scheduled tours, so daily tours. I run the lunch tour during the week, from Monday to Friday, and Saturdays I have Taste Cambridge, which is a bit more extensive lunch tour, and then we have a specialist tour on the Saturday as well. And strangely enough, the specialist tours are really popular at the moment, because I have a lot of repeaters as well, and people who like to celebrate. And then besides that, I have a lot of corporates, a lot of celebration parties. Tomorrow, for example, I've got 15 nurses from Edinburgh's, and there's one of the nurses is turning 60, and they want a good day out, and so they're going on a tour with me. And of course, having a birthday, at the middle stop, there's going to be something exciting as well.
So middle stop, you are actually, it is an actual tour, an actual footfall tour. You're not sitting in a room and different dishes.
No,
something like a specialist tour. Where are a few of the places that you might go?
It depends what the focus is. Craft beer at the moment is really popular. And then I like to start at Bacchanalia, tutoring of beer. Then on a Saturday, we go to a Kalfeli brewery. They have their tasting as well. And the brewers talk to them and they learn everything about the process. They might have some street food there because it's good to sort of have a good basis for the alcohol. Then we probably would go to Cambridge Blues. And then we would go on into city centre to Cambridge Brew House or the Pine Shop. And those are really good places for craft beer. And there's more craft breweries in Cambridge, but unfortunately we haven't made sort of the set deals yet to visit. It's in process.
And what about the food tours? If I went on a specialist food tour or a lunch tour, what kind of places would you take me to?
Well, on a set lunch tour, we start at Fitzbillies. We share the bun because it's quite filling. And from there we go to, we talk a little bit about history, not a lot. We go to Aromi's because it shouldn't be missed.
Oh, I love Aromi's.
And both the sweet and the savoury. And from there we go to the market, see who's there, have some street food, Fat's Kitchen. Then we go to a Cambridge Seas Company. And from there, we at the moment we go to Diaries and we have homemade pims with some nice finger food, and then we start walking quite a bit. So we either go to Adelia in Norfolk Street, or we go to Mill Road to the Garden Kitchen, and then we go to Calverley. We have some nice beer, and then we end up, depending on the season, either with gelato or at Bedouin, in a Bedouin tent.
Oh my goodness, my stomach's rumbling. That's so great.
But then we have the artisan, and we only can have 8 guests on a tour, and it's all about small productions. And we start with the Pistian at a Pine Shop, and from there we go to Smokeworks, have some nice smoked beef and deep fried mac and cheese. Then we go to Noodles Plus, which is a dumpling plus. It's a tiny Chinese restaurant in Mill Road. Hence, we only can have 8 guests. We go to Culinaris for very good tasting. And then we go to Calvary's again, and we end up at Thirsty for Guest the Wine, with cheese and Guest the Wine.
So it's a real variation. Yes. Gosh, your taste buds must be tingling at the end of it.
Yes.
And I like the fact you're not just going to old places, the established places. Places like Aromi, they're fairly recent, aren't they?
Yes, and they're doing very well. They're almost a victim of their own success because they're so busy. And they're soon opening up in Benner Street as well. So they've got one on Benner Street, but they're going to expand. So it's great to see local business doing well. And I think if you've got a good product, that's it.
And all the information about all these tours is on your website, which is cambridgefoodtour.com. But you do bespoke tours as well. So if I came to you and said, you know, I've got a hen do, there's 6 of us, we like Italian food in particular, you would do something around that.
And events as well. So I already started doing events 2 years ago. I've split it up now this year, and it's a different website, F&D Events. And so we can organise anything food-related, which other people don't do. So I can combine a food tour with a cocktail making class or chocolate making class. So all the people who do something interesting in Cambridge and are good, because that's very important for me, I can sort of put a whole package together. I had last year a very big company, and they want to spoil the team. They started with a small food tour, then they did fudge making, a little bit more food, then they went to the Cambridge Cookery School for pasta making, and they ended up in the punt.
And
for the whole day.
It's just lovely. Yes. Pasta and a punt, what's not to like?
Yeah.
So I suppose talking about an average length of time for a tour, it varies then?
Yes. You could have anything from 1.5 hour to four and a half hours, or a whole day or 2 days. I've had big corporates as well who asked me to organise 2 days for them and mainly focus in the evening. So I do bespoke, and I work with a lot of big companies.
And what about price? That's the killer question, isn't it? How much would you charge for a let's say a lunchtime tour, and then the
lunchtime tour we recently just increased slightly. It's $42.50. All the food is included. It's 3 hours, and then the top scheduled tour is $65. But for this particular corporate, I did a whole day, and it was closer to the £200. So it depends on the product and what you want to do. I've got a whiskey tour as well, which is almost £100, but you will have 7 drums of whiskey.
$42.50. You know, if you were sitting down and saying, right, I'm really going to splash out for lunch, you could spend $42.50 and only get Yes. In one place.
Yes, exactly.
So
yes.
I think that's a bargain.
Yes. And next year we've got a colleague coming from France, and I'm very excited because we're going to have a demonstration at Alimentum. So thank you very much, Mark. I'm very proud of that.
And so people aren't just eating. Are they learning about the process of cooking and what the philosophy? Because there's philosophies now, isn't there, behind restaurants and cuisine?
Yes. Well, when we take somebody on our tour, I always meet up with them. I want to know how they work and how it's been made. And then, of course, I've got now guides as well, so I need to brief them as well. And so it's a really good close working relationship with the owner and the producer, because otherwise we can't run the tours. And that's the fun thing about it. And so you need to be really good in tune with what's happening in Cambridge.
Right, so I am going to ask you the killer question, because I've been saying all morning I will ask you. So, Hurley, if I said to you, right, you know, we've had enough of you now, you can leave Cambridge. But before you go, you can have one meal in one place.
That is difficult.
I know. Where would you go and what would you have?
Well, if there's only one place to go, it would be one place, because they serve always eel and have always very nice cheese. And being Dutch, I love eel, and it's Alimentum.
Alimentum, you'd have the eel.
Well, they very often do something with eel and smoked eel, and the way they do it, I always like it very much. And the cheese courses in a tasting menu are always very inventive as well. So I like inventive dishes, and when I started being involved in food, it's very easy to create a dish with truffles, because it's going to be nice. It's more difficult to create something with very basic ingredients.
You see, that's where I think sort of education comes into it, because a lot of people hear the word eel and, you know, shudder a little bit.
Yes.
But, you know, if you've been brought up on it and you know what can be done to
it. Yes, it's fantastic. It's really, really good.
Oh, well, congratulations. I can see this as a business just expanding and expanding, because people, they can't get enough of it, can they? I mean, you look at programmes like British Bake Off and MasterChef, their audiences are just growing and growing.
Yes. Well, that's right. And what is so nice is we've got this really exciting business, like Calverley and Thirsty opened recently, and it's just spot on. And I think it's really, really good. And more businesses are coming on board like that, and that's really exciting. But what surprises me, that a lot of locals don't even know what's on a doorstep. I had someone on my tour who I know quite well. She's lived 26 years off Mill Road and never been to the cemetery.
Oh, and that's it's a wonderful cemetery.
It
sounds a weird place, but it is a great cemetery.
Yes, yes.
Well, good luck. Thank you very much. That website address again, cambridgefoodtour.com. What do you do? Have you got a food tour coming up?
Yes, today, at the moment, Camilla is with three guests out. Tomorrow, we've got two tours, scheduled one and the private tour. And on Monday, we've got 23, it's a local company from Histon, and they're going to have a food tour as well. And so it's very, very nice. And especially just before Christmas, it's very good for the businesses, because they're all visitors, local businesses, and hopefully they will revisit.
Thank you, Hurley. Good luck with that.